It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Glenn Coble. We had a terrific first 2 hours with several questions being asked about, Family Feud. We must have had, 25, 30 calls. It was a great day, and a lot of bad answers, a lot of good answers. But the most surprising answer, Bob came up with it, the color you don't want to see in your toilet water when you go into the bathroom, pink. I don't understand. All right. Anyway, you're listening now to Swap Shop, and you know what we do here, right? We try to sell your goodies. If you have something to sell, if you have a yard sale, if you have an event going at your church, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll advertise it. If you call in and you have something you want to sell, let's say you've got a pair of old snow skis you want to sell, tell us how much you want for them. You don't have to do that. You can barter with the person that calls, but most of the time they tell us roughly what they want for them. And then tell us what your phone number is. We will announce it on the air, and hopefully you'll get callers that'll say, yeah, I'd like those skis. Now, it's always good if you have the dimensions and the colors and stuff like that, but we'll do it with just the how much you want for them and what you've got to sell and your phone number. If you got more information, it sometimes does help us get rid of them better. So if you got something to sell or a yard sale you want to mention, 740-383-9944. Well, one of the things we did was Family Feud, and I'm going to switch off. We're not going to do Family Feud for this time. It's a little harder to do something and expect phone calls coming in while you're expecting phone calls coming in for Swap Shop. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to some general trivia questions, which are great fun. You can test your own mind with this. You don't have to call in. Just tell your husband or your wife or your puppy dog or your cat what you think the answer is, and I'll give you the answer shortly after I tell you what the question is, all right? All right. How long... Did I just hear thunder outside? I hope not. Anyway, how long is an Olympic swimming pool in meters? Now, remember, a meter is what? 39 inches and change. How long is an Olympic swimming pool in meters? Now, the reason why I picked this question to be my first question, my daughter was a swim coach, still is, and runs a swim program out in North Carolina. Well, we have a caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Well, you can start by finding me a lawnmower.
Oh, we haven't found you a lawnmower yet, huh?
No, and I still need one, Glenn.
Well, now, you know, one of the things I started telling people, I knew you wanted a power lawnmower, but would you do an electric lawnmower as well?
No, I've had those before.
You want a gas one.
The pain in the neck.
Okay.
electric lawnmower.
I have one I love, but, you know, each to his own, right? Okay, so
I think you like disagreeing with
I do. I like disagreeing with any woman that talks to me.
Well, anyways, can you just put the word out there that if anybody has the next... Listen, I found... There was a yard sale up on Center Street here a couple weeks ago. I drove past it when I got out of church, and they had about 7 mowers.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, hot diggity, I'm going to get one. Well, I should have took and went in there and paid for it first and then come back and got it because I went home to get my son so he could help me load it up in my car. And I got back. Do you know some guy bought all 7 of those mowers and there was a trailer, putting them on a trailer?
Well, he must have had a lawn mowing business or something.
I don't know what he had. I was so mad, though. I thought, you had to take them all?
Well, we're going to find one for you today, okay?
Let's get it done before October, Glenn.
Yeah, please. What's your phone number?
You got one job, Glenn.
That's what my wife told me last week, and I failed miserably.
All right.
740.
341. 3826.
Okay, let me read this back. You want a gas lawnmower. You don't care if it has all the attachments, right? You just want to...
I didn't know there were any attachments.
Oh, yeah, you can get grass catchers and all sorts
of
stuff.
Oh, we don't... This isn't...
You just want...
We're not that highfalutin.
Good old plain gas lawnmower.
Just need something to cut the grass.
All right. And your phone number is 740-341-3826. Did I get that right?
You did.
Okay, we're going to try and find one for you today, all right?
Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Now, she has been very patient with me. She mentioned this last week that she wanted a lawnmower. I kind of said, well, I don't think she cares whether it's gas or electric, but obviously she does care. She wants a gas lawnmower, cheap. You know, I mean, I think you need to keep it down in price, and if you have something you'd like to get rid of, you know, just something that will work. She wants it to work. She wants it just simple bones, right? 740-341-3826. I'll give that several times while we're on the air. Okay. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got another call. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
I have 4 items for sale.
Okay, I will take them down.
Okay. I have a child's school desk and a freestanding chair that goes with it.
Now, what is a child's school desk?
Well, I mean, it's not an adult.
Okay, I mean, is it like what you'd see in grade school? Is it? I mean, is it a collectible type thing?
Collectible, yeah, 50 okay. years ago.
Oh, okay. Good.
But it's right. Wooden. Yeah. Where everything in schools now is metal.
Yeah, or plastic.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, so this was the wooden child school desk and the freestanding chair.
Did you have a price on that yet?
$25.
What? Okay, all right. And number two?
Okay, the next one is... one that you might still see in the schools. It's the school desk. It's all one unit, and you put your books down below on that wire rack down at the bottom, and it has that arm.
Does the top open up? Or
No. It's just the chair, like a chair, a school desk, and you just sit at it and put your paper right there on the flat level surface.
And it has a wire rack at the bottom, okay?
Yeah.
Bottom, okay.
And that's $10.
Okay. $10. Give me number two.
All right.
Or three.
Yeah. This is 2 wooden rocking chairs.
Ooh.
These are adults.
Yeah.
These are not child's. These are adults. And they're wooden.
Okay. And...
They're vintage.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they older?
Yeah, they're older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still hold people up, though.
Oh, absolutely. They made them much better then.
Yes, they did. And they were made out of wood instead of plastic.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, what do you want for those?
Those are $30 each.
Okay. 30 each. And number four.
Is a Jack Nicklaus Child's Dual X Golf Club set.
Okay. Dual... Say that again. Jack Nicklaus, dual something.
X.
Dual X. Youth golf set.
Child. This is a child set, not adult.
Yeah. Yeah. Child. Okay. And
it comes with the bag, and it has one of those stands on it so that you don't have to lay it on the ground.
Gotcha.
It'll stand up. And we want $35 for that one.
Okay. That's a good price. Especially
yes.
for a kid that wants to get into it.
It's exactly.
the time of the year they'd want to get into it.
Yes.
That's excellent. All right. And phone number for you if they want to call?
740-387-3689.
Okay. Let me read this back to you. I've got it in sort of my shorthand, so it's not exactly as good as you said it. But you got a kid's school desk and chair. It's wooden. It's kind of an older one, $25, and then you have a kind of newer one, which is a school desk. It has that metal rack at the bottom underneath it, and you just sit at it at $10. And then you have two wooden rockers. They're kind of older, vintage. You want $30 each. They're made out of wood, too. Then you have a Jack Nicklaus Dual X Child's Golf Set. And it includes the bag and the stand, $35. And all of these, you can be reached at 740-387-3689. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Great job. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, we will try and get those sold, or some of those sold for you.
I'll appreciate it.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Did you get all of that? All right. A kid's school desk and chair. It's wooden. It's kind of an older one. It sounds kind of neat. All they want is $25 for it. Then they have a newer one, a school desk. It has the metal rack underneath it. If you remember that type of, I just hit a button that I wasn't supposed to hit. it's got a wooden rack underneath it. A metal rack underneath it. All they want for that is $10. And then they've got two wooden rockers. Rocking chairs. They're kind of older, vintage. They want $30 each. Then they have a Jack Nicklaus Dual X Child's Golf Set, which includes the bag and a stand. All they want for that is $35. And the phone number to call this lady, 740-387-3689. Hope we can get somebody to buy some of that stuff or all of it for that lady. I got it back. I hit a button that kind of threw me off. All right. I had asked the question, by the way, how long is an Olympic swimming pool in meters? It's 50 meters long. Kind of interesting. My daughter is a swim coach out in North Carolina. She actually started her coaching as a college soccer coach for women's soccer. But her kids liked swimming, and she kind of moved over, and they moved locations, so she couldn't be at the same college. So now she's a swimming coach, and she knows very well how long that Olympic pool is, because she used to swim the mile. don't ask her about how I helped her swim the mile. You know, Dad's supposed to stand there with the board that tells her how many laps she has to go, and I always messed it up. All right, we're back on the phone. Hi, how can we help you?
Hey,
yeah.
It kind of got me fucked up. But today, is my son's birthday. And his son, which is my grandson's birthday, so I want to wish him a happy birthday.
Okay, Bob's, now what are their names? The name, what is the name? Mike and Hayden, happy birthday from Bob and also from everybody listening to WWGH.
Right.
Okay.
And tomorrow is my... sister Tony's birthday.
It's whose birthday?
Her birthday, Tony, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you're listening should be, so I wish my happy birthday.
Yep, that's a good idea. Happy birthday to everybody that Bob was talking about. And we'll talk to you later then, Bob.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday. He's got a lot of birthdays out there, Bob does. All three of them. Happy birthday to everybody. All right. We've got a lady looking, and I promised her we're going to get this for her. A gas lawnmower, an older one, you know, that works. She doesn't want a piece of junk. She wants one that works at a decent price. Give her a call, 740-341-3826. Okay, and then this lady that just called, she has a kid's school desk and chair, wooden, they're separate, and it's an older vintage model. She wants $25 for that, and then she's got a little newer school desk, kid's school desk, it has a rack, you know, the metal rack at the bottom. All she wants for that is $10. And then she's got two wooden rocking chairs, both older. Each one of them, $30 each. She also has a Jack Nicklaus Dual X Child's Golf Set. Includes the bag and the stand. Only $35. Her number, 740-387-3689. Back when I owned a Play It Again sports store, I'd give good money for those youth sets if they were in good shape. It was hard to find those. And so if you've got a kiddo that you really want to get started in golf, that's a good way to get started. And for $35, you can't, there are a lot of golf balls. You can't buy a box of golf balls for $35. So. All right. I had to hit the switch again. I've got a cough that just won't go away. Anyway, we also have an announcement of a flea market. And the one coming up is June 2nd, or 12th and 13th, which is this Saturday and this Sunday. So the Saturday one runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Sunday runs 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. That's up by Tiffin, in Tiffin. And it's called the Tiffin Flea Market. It's free. So take the weekend and go up and check it out. Also, Upper Sandusky's Farmers Market is going to be on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. At the park in Upper Sandusky. Let's see, we got another announcement here from Tall Grass Trail. Kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 are going to go for a hike. So get your hiking shoes on. And it's geared mainly for preschool kids, okay? And that's on the 11th, which is tomorrow, I believe. Is that correct? I don't know. It's either tomorrow or Saturday. It's the 11th, okay? And June 12th, Nature Calling 5K at the Tall Grass Trail. Check-in is at 9 a.m. and Kids Dash starts at 10 a.m. There is a $25 registration for adults. To register, please contact the Exploratorium at www.explore.com. Well, I'll spell it out for you. ExploreLTMarion.org. Okay? Hope that helps. And also then next week they're going to have the kiddos at the park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And they're going to go for a hike again, much like they're doing this week. All right. I hope you are having a good day. I just went outside to check something in my car. It looks like it's not bad. It's getting a little steamy out there, though. All right, I've been asking some general trivia questions. Here's one that should be easy for you. Which country do cities of Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane belong to? If you don't get that, you've been asleep for the last 50 years, I guess. Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane are in Australia. I love that movie. Did you like that movie? What was it called? Alligator Hunter? No. I don't know. The guy went around with a really pretty girl in New York, and he was an Australian alligator hunter. And I don't know. I enjoyed the movie. Just good-looking people. Simple. You didn't have to think too hard. Good versus bad, right? What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs? Now, I know you can see it in your head, but what is that shape called? You got it? It's called an octagon. Octagon has eight sides. That's why it's octagon. All right? Now, this is something I hadn't heard before. I knew there was a phobia like this, but I didn't know what the phobia was called. Cynophobia. Cynophobia. That's the fear of dogs. Now, I should actually have a fear of dogs. I do not. I have anything but a fear of dogs. It's probably the other way around. I absolutely love dogs. But when I was 6 or 7 years old, I was walking to school, and I walked up on a friend's porch, and his puppy dog was there, and I accidentally stepped on the puppy's foot, and it jumped up and tore my left cheek out of my face. I mean, literally, it was hanging by a thread on the side of my face. I was bleeding like a stuck pig. And my friend had already left, and there was nobody at home. So I had to walk back about 3 blocks, maybe 4 blocks. I had to walk back, bleeding terribly, walk back to my house. Nobody stopped for me. You'd think people seeing a 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid with a face covered with blood, you'd think somebody would have stopped and given me a ride back, but nobody did. They went flying by. Maybe they didn't notice. But when I got home, I remember the first thing I said to my mom is, "Am I going to die?" And she said, "No, you're not going to die." And they took me to the hospital and got me fixed up. I still have a little flap on the inside of my mouth where it wasn't completely stitched up right. But you'd think I'd have that cynophobia, but I do not have cynophobia. I love puppy dogs. Matter of fact, I might be looking for a new one here. Don't tell my wife, all right? All right, we've got a lady that's looking for a gas lawnmower. Something cheap. 7-4, but it works. It has to work. My word is my bond with this lady. 740-341-3826. Give her a call if you've got a workable, usable gas lawnmower. It would be nice if it was pretty inexpensive. Okay. We also have another lady that called in. She has kids' school desk with a wooden chair, separate, and she'd like $25 for that. It's old, 50, 60, she wasn't quite sure. She also has a school desk, a little newer. It has that metal rack at the underneath. She only wants $10 for that one. And she has 2 wooden rocking chairs. They're vintage, older. I'm vintage, so I know what vintage means. She wants $30 each for those wooden rocking chairs. She says they're in really good shape. And she also has a Jack Nicklaus Dual X child size golf set, including the bag and the stand, $35 for any of those 4 items, 740-387-3689. Hi. You're listening to Glenn Coble here on Swap Shop, and we do Swap Shop every Thursday after 12:15, and so we're doing it today, okay? A few other trivia questions. What punctuation mark ends an imperative sentence? a period or an exclamation point. Those are the two that end an imperative sentence. Okay, I'll buy that. Since I don't know what an imperative sentence is, you know, you'd think with a college education I'd know that, but I do not know what that is. But it must be a statement, because you can end it with an exclamation point. It must be a very solid statement. Okay, who named the Pacific Ocean? I did know this. I'm not as stupid as I look. I did know the answer to this. The person who named the Pacific Ocean was Ferdinand Magellan, and he named it. Let's see. If you have anything to list on Swap Shop, we're also trying to figure out how to list this on our news cast thing. We're getting there, but we haven't gotten it down solid yet. If you'd like to put something on the air, give us a call, 740-383-9944. This is an interesting question. How many languages are written from right to left? Not left to right like English, but from right to left, not like the English language, which goes from left to right. There are 12 languages that are written that way. Boy, that would mess my dyslexia up, wouldn't it? It might help it. I don't know. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble, and we've had a great morning this morning. We must have had 30 or more calls on our. We did a Family Feud game for the first 2 hours, and we got lots and lots and lots of people that called in with answers. Yeah, it was great fun. I didn't think it would turn out that well, but Scott told me people love to play that game, and sure enough, he was right. How many countries still have the shilling as currency? And which are those countries? You remember the shilling was a British form of monetary exchange. There are four that still use it. Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, and Somalia. Kind of interesting. None of which I would have guessed. Okay. What is the name of the man who launched eBay back in 1995? And I have to stop and practice his name because it's not easy when you look at it. In 1995, this man started eBay, which has gone absolutely bazonka since then. Pierre Amadiar. And he launched it back in 1995, and he's probably worth $50 billion now. I'm sure he's worth a lot. And maybe he sold it really early in the going, but I'm sure he got a lot of money for it. Okay, this one you might know just because if you go to Walmart or any of the big box stores, that have electronics in it, you'll see this everywhere. What is the name of the biggest technology company in South Korea? South Korea. Samsung. It's kind of interesting. You see that everywhere, don't you? Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? This is a good question, especially for all you car guys. I bet there are a lot of you that don't know what the animal is that you see on the Porsche logo. It's a horse. I did know that. Hey, by the way, we're trying to find a gas lawnmower for a lady. It needs to work. It should be inexpensive. She does not want an electric lawnmower. She wants a gas lawnmower. If you've got one that you were trying to sell, and she almost bought some last week, and then she went back to pick them up, and somebody had bought all seven that she saw out at this yard sale. Anyway, if you have one that you'd like to sell, and you can give this lady a call, 740-341-3826. All right? Also, we have a lady that's trying to sell a kid's school desk. It's wooden, and it has a separate chair that goes with it. But it's a kid's school desk. It's an older one, $25. All right. She also has a newer one, a school desk. It's the type of school desk you see the metal rack underneath it. You know, while you're sitting there, you got a place to put your books underneath. She only wants $10 for that. And then she has two wooden rocking chairs, and she calls them vintage. And I like that term because I'm vintage. She wants $30 for each of those. Excuse me. She also has a Jack Nicklaus Dual X Child's Golf Set with bag and stand for $35. And if you're interested in that, any one of those four things, here's her phone number. You ready? Got it? 740-387-3689. I'm struggling today. I'm sorry. I have to occasionally shut the pot down so that I can. And no, that doesn't mean something you smoke. The pot is the level of the sound. I have to shut it down so I could make a little cough. All right? All right. Do you know which monarch officially made Valentine's Day a holiday in 1537? This is kind of ironic. The monarch that made it an official Valentine's Day, official holiday in 1537 was Henry VIII. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Kind of ironic that he would be the one to make Valentine's Day a holiday. Who was the first woman? Now, I think I had this on last week in a different form. The first woman to win the Nobel Prize, and this is back in 1903. It was Madame Curie. And she not only won the Nobel Prize, but she also won one of the other famous prizes for science. She was a brilliant woman and unfortunately died too soon because of her study of radiation, and she died of cancer. Well, that one's a dumb question. I'm not even going to ask that one. This is kind of interesting. We have a lot of this faith here in Marion, Ohio. Worship of Krishna is observed by which religious faith? We have many of them here in Marion. Proud to know several. Hinduism. Let's see. Well, if you don't know this answer to this question, you weren't paying attention in geography when you were in grade school. What is the name of the largest ocean on Earth? No, it's not the Indian Ocean. No, it's not the Atlantic Ocean. It's the Pacific Ocean. That's the largest ocean on Earth. It is pretty big. I've seen it several times. I've flown across it. And it is beautiful. But I wouldn't want to be stuck out there on a sailboat. I love sailing. But I don't want to go out on the Pacific Ocean in a sailboat. As a matter of fact, I don't want to go on any ocean in a sailboat. If I'm going to go in a sailboat and go somewhere, I like going on Lake Michigan. Or I imagine I would like Lake Erie. I haven't been sailing there. I've sailed in Lake Michigan. I've sailed on Lake Huron. I don't think I'd like sailing on Lake Superior because Lake Superior can get really cold. This is kind of an interesting question. When was the demolition of the Berlin Wall begun? And that was in 1989. I didn't know the year. Now, those of us who were older and alive at that time remember it happening. It was a very big thing. Ronald Reagan tear down that wall. Anyway, that was a pretty big thing in 1989. Who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic? This is a name you all know, but there are some women pilots that a lot of people know their names but don't know what they did. Amelia Earhart was the first female pilot to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. This is one that's always asked, and I'm never sure if it's true, but I guess it probably is. Which is the rarest M&M color? I don't know that they count them, but apparently they do. But the rarest M&M color is brown, and that's a color that we were talking about earlier in our Family Feud. What was the number one color that you don't want to see when you go into your bathroom and look down at your toilet bowl? Brown was it. But, you know, it took a while to get that answer. The worst answer, or not the worst, but the one that was like 6 out of 6 was pink. How in the world would you ever see pink in your toilet bowl? Oh, well. That's a little more than you probably wanted to know. And speaking of that sort of thing, what is the common name for dried plums? The common name. Prunes. Speaking of going to the bathroom. I don't know if that really does that, but I like them. I don't want to eat them a lot, but if somebody handed me one, I would eat it. There are a lot of things I wouldn't eat, like cicada. Apparently, people eat those. Now, they're too ugly to eat. With those big red eyes. By the way, have you heard any of them? I have not heard any of them. I have seen a couple flying by my picture window. And the only reason why I know that they're cicada is because they're big and kind of cumbersome. They just kind of run into things. But anyway, I'm kind of glad we haven't had a big attack of those. Apparently down in Delaware County, certain parts of Delaware County have had a pretty good influx, but not Marion so far. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? Now this one you ought to be able to guess without even trying. Switzerland, right? Swiss chocolate. I'm not a big chocolate fan, but Swiss chocolate's pretty good. I've had Swiss chocolate in Switzerland, which is kind of fun. What was the very first soft drink in space? Another one of those things that you ought to know the answer to this just by guessing, right? Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was the very first soft drink in space. Another minute, I'm going to give you the things that we're still trying to sell, and then we'll get out of here for the day. Don't forget to tune in tonight, 7:15. We're going to be having our 7th anniversary, and I still haven't found anybody that's capable of driving down and getting Kazoo Man and bringing him back and then taking him back. Sorry about that. We probably won't have Kazoo Man unless something later happens. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? Now, if you watch the type of movies that we shows on TV that my wife and I watch on BritBox, you'll know the answer to this. And by me saying that, you know the answer already, right? Tea. Tea is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world. This is kind of interesting because I didn't know this until fairly recently. Which is the only edible food that never goes bad? And I found this out because I thought I had some that had gone bad. And then I was told if I put it in the microwave, it would perked back up. Honey. Honey never, never goes bad. It's kind of hard to imagine with all that sugary stuff in it, but it never goes bad. All right, well, you've been listening all day to yours truly. I'm Glenn Coble, and we had a great first 2 hours with lots of talk on our family feud sections. And that now we're doing closing up Swap Shop. We hope that you've enjoyed the day. I have enjoyed the day. It's been kind of easy for me. I didn't have to do much prep for this, as I usually do for my show. Anyway, we have a couple people that are looking for things, or one lady that's looking for a gas lawnmower, and then we have another lady that has four different items for sale. So let me go over those. If you got your pencil ready, oh, by the way, this one I have to tell you. Which country invented ice cream? China. I love that. I never would have guessed that. All right. We have a lady that's looking for a gas lawnmower. She'd like it to work well. I'm sure she'd like it at a lower price. She sounds like a very nice lady. I think you'll find dealing with her very positive. Anyway, her phone number, if you have a gas lawnmower that you're trying to get rid of, 740-341-3826. Then we have another lady. She's looking to get rid of a few items. She's got a kid's school desk. It's made out of wood. It also has a chair separate. She'd like $25 for that. She's got a school desk that's a little newer. It's got the metal rack on underneath it, where you put the books and stuff. She'd like $10 for that. She has two wooden rocking chairs that are older. You know, they're vintage rocking chairs. And she says they're very stable. She'd like $30 each for the two wooden rocking chairs. $30 each, not for both of them. Okay? And then she also has a Jack Nicklaus Dual X youth or child's golf set. Comes with the bag and the stand. Only $35. That's a pretty good price. Her phone number, you ready? You got your pencil ready? 740-387-3689. I'll go over those numbers real quickly.
You're listening to WWPH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones